All right, time now for Sarah's Backstage Pass.
Hi, Carl. I'm not sure if you've ever seen Ringo Starr and his all-star band perform. Tonight, I'm going to review the film Rock Camp, the movie, that was inspired by Ringo's tour manager, David Fischoff. He had the idea to start Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, where fans would have the experience of learning and playing with their favorite musicians. Roger Daltrey, lead singer of The Who, talks about why he enjoys working at the camp along with other rock royalty, including Joe Perry, Slash, Clarence Clemens, Meatloaf, Joe Walsh, Paul Stanley, and Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Artists love to give back. They realize their success is based on the fans.
And that's how I came up with the idea of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
It's very easy to forget where you came from.
Alice Cooper and Heart's Nancy Wilson are interviewed on camera about their experience at the camp. You'll see the campers perform from Whiskey a Go-Go.
Once Roger started doing it,
it opened up the door.
Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp became part of pop culture.
Just like that.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Woo! A lot of really good players come through. If Bob Dylan and Gene Simmons and Jimi Hendrix auditioned for The Voice, well, it's about time, it's about, you think we'd make it?
The bottom line, I'm in. 3 stars out of 4. You know, I always appreciate examples of kids and teens being mentored in films, and this one is great. You'll also see business people, doctors, lawyers, benefiting from their camp experience. The director is Doug Blush. The film is streaming on Amazon and Apple TV February 16th. Check it out. Thanks for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson for SarahsBackstagePass.com, and I'll see you next week.